The other reason why Islam was not likely to be a religion that would provide the foundation for technical and scientific progress lies in one of its fundamental characteristics. This it shared with other religions and systems of philosophy like Confucianism, and that was that it was basically a finished revelation. Muhammad had expounded the word of God, and then there was no more to be said. So all adherents of the religion tended to look back to this first summation of faith, and any change in the system was dangerous, any innovation, any tinkering around. So you learnt by rote, and the educational system was extremely conservative, you learnt by rote what had already been said and didn't develop it at all. What was peculiar about Christianity was that it was an unfinished revelation. Christ had come, he'd been resurrected, but he would come back again in the second coming. And that gave you a possibility of progress. You were constantly modifying things and moving forwards. So Christianity is a historical religion, whereas most systems look backwards, and Islam shared that. Just as the religion differentiated Western Europe with its progressive, hopeful, forward-looking religion from a conservative, backward-looking kind of religion, so this was reinforced by a difference in the pace of technological change. Increasingly, from about 1600, when this mosque was built and when the great philosopher Francis Bacon began to realize that we were doing better than previous civilizations. The three great breakthroughs that he isolated, printing, gunpowder, and the compass, differentiated us. The Greeks didn't have those things. And so maybe we can build a new world with our own thought and our own reason and progress materially and maybe spiritually towards the future. Islam, really, the technical progress was so slow and people couldn't observe it that there was no sense of an onward rush. And of course, without this confidence, you really can't have technological progress. The difference of the religions as frameworks for inquiry was emphasized by a difference in the technology of thought, the extensions of the mind. In Western Europe, you had the development of powerful ways of new thinking and tools, particularly ways of conceiving of time, the development of mechanical clocks, ways of conceiving of space through the use of glass and glass instruments, and the diffusion of knowledge through printing, through the use of metal type printing. Now, you'd think these are so obvious that once someone had thought of them, they would immediately go elsewhere, and even if Islam hadn't invented them, they would have taken them up. But it isn't as simple as that. Islam had most of these things, or the ideas, or they knew about them. So they had glass, wonderful glass, very early on. But glass peters away and was finally destroyed by the Mongols. So at the time of the great glass revolutions of the West, this area had no glass, 1600. Hardly any glass at all. Again, with the development of clocks, Islam knew about clocks and made a few clocks, but it didn't permeate the society in the way it did in Europe. So the concepts of time really didn't change. It was always circular, going back in time. And again, with printing, this is the most strange thing. The whole of the West became, after Gutenberg in the 15th century, very energized by a new printing revolution. And here, just beside it, absolutely no metal printing. No printing press until the 18th century, 300 years later, which is a bit of a mystery. It may be something to do with religion, it may be the absence of iron workers, but for whatever reason, printing really didn't take off here. So the technologies which in Western Europe lead to an explosion of knowledge and curiosity and give people tools to explore new avenues. Here, none of it.